Okay, Madam Vice Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Point of order, go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, Mr. Dwayne.
Okay, if it's possible that Lyndon indicated he had no report, and then the chair kind of, Lyndon said he would take questions, but I think the proper protocol would have been to go to Wally, and they'll go to Sandra, and then go to me, and then go to questions, if that's possible.
Yeah, have y'all done?
What did you say, Chair?
Off, Madam Chair.
Who's the next person to give that report?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead, please.
I don't really have a report to give, per se. But there's a lot of stuff that's been talked about, and some of what I'm hearing is not accurate, and some of what I'm hearing is very disturbing. But a long story short, our previous general manager, who was a very qualified person, is gone, and people can argue all day long about why he's gone and programming changes that were made, et cetera. But one of the things that came up on the PMB was an emergency response system. Uh-huh. And this is really the only thing I can report from that, was that there was a Pacifico National Board member who was designated as being in charge of overseeing the emergency response system for all of the signal areas. And one of the shortcomings was that she sent out an email, not once, but I believe multiple times, to all of the acting interim general managers and general managers, and no one responded except for KPFT's general manager. So anyway, I believe somebody already stated an email that people were instructed, I think it was Paula, who stated an email address that people were instructed to send their information about their programs. But this is part of the emergency response thing, is that we should, as the LSB, send out an email to all KPFT programmers and ask them to please respond with their name, their email address, their phone number, a short synopsis of their program, what time it airs, for how long, who are the staff volunteers that help produce the shows, average number of listeners, and how much money they raise for KPFT. And lastly, and equally important, is that they should all submit that form along with the name and contact information of an emergency contact. So that's my suggestion, and that's my report, and take it as you will. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but that is not even legal. We cannot do that.
Okay.
That's a natural board member.
The next board member, Lyndon Head. Okay, Wally. Wally.
Yeah, what I was going to say has already been answered by the other board members, so I pass.
Okay, thank you. Dwayne, are you finished?
Actually, I'd like to start.
Okay, go ahead.
I could say something, too.
Okay, but Wendy, we in PNB right now. Dwayne, go ahead.
I know. Okay, sorry.
Well, thank you. And I did tell support, amen, what Adriana just said. Please disregard the previous suggestions or comments that was made by the national board member. As it relates to my report, Polina stepped on our announcement. And if you're really not supportive of the National Foundation and you really want to see it fail, you wouldn't lead your report off a no report or be silent with the most impressive, the most positive financial news outside of the fact that we got a loan extended, which to me is positive, but it's not effectual. The most effectual and positive information we could have reported as national board leaders, board members, you haven't heard out of any of their mouths. And that is that KPFK secretary of the board has announced it. But as your board member, I'm leading off with it because it's so important. People have been talking about how bad our finances have been at the national level, and it has been. How all the other stuff that they love to have reported in their campaign to try to undo the bylaws and all of that. But here is the facts. Our new report from our auditors and the subsequent 2020 report will show that we've improved our financial status to the extent that we're not going to be fined heavily as a result of being behind on our commitments to our union and the retirement system. So we would have probably one-tenth of the cost in terms of addressing those ills that we had. And that's a tremendous asset moving forward, whether to qualify for grants, qualify for loans, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a tremendous, tremendous, wonderful announcement that we got from our audit committee this afternoon. And put it simply, we've gotten our finances in much better order than New Day wanted you to think, and that we are not going to be in such an arrears with our retirement system fund as we was and as we thought we were, and we will not be fined heavily. So thank God for that. Thank God for the hard work that people on the national board and particularly the audit committee has been doing for the last 2 or 3 years. They've actually gotten 3 audits done, overdue audits done in the last 2.5 years. We're really thankful for that. A very positive announcement that should have been laid out by each national board member. The second point is that the KPFT land has been listed. And so what that means is that it's in the buyer's eyes. And land in that area have not actually stayed on the market for more than 3 to 5 weeks. In fact, any of you paying attention to the market in Houston, many houses are actually being sold, even in low income areas, in 2 or 3, 4 or 5 days. So hopefully we'll get a positive development out of that. And, hopefully, I'd like to point out that I was working with the previous general manager, outside of the so-called committee that we haven't heard a report from yet, in terms of what they have come up with. But I was working with him to identify potential locations and to get a build out and a workout that would be submitted to the national board. And I hope to work with the new general manager toward that same effort. Lastly, the national board has finally paid and given its attention to KPFT. 3 years ago when I sent it to the board, it was all about any station except KPFT. And then, of course, when one of the board members here tonight, the peacemaker, actually did the dirty work at WBAI, everything focused on WBAI for those 2 years. And obviously, that was fair. But now, thank God, through my hollering and loud mouth and making a very strong argument, that it's time for the foundation to focus on KPFT. And then, of course, the other KPFT board members getting on board with that, getting in the new leadership. So things have kind of worked out well for KPFT at this point in terms of the resources, the focus of the leadership, the focus of the board is on KPFT to try to get us new digs and Linda's concern and rightful concern. And few things we agree on, and I certainly will work to that end, that these monies be isolated, be dedicated, be restricted. Any funds that come from this loan, we have to apportion some of it toward the loan, but any other funds be first spent on getting KPFT new digs. At least the 4 of us will be able to commit and agree on that. Madam Chair, that's my report, and I thank you for your indulgence.
Teresa for the staff.
By the way, I do want to correct those who are listening about the email address I gave on the LES, which again, I'm going to put it in the chat. LES, and then there's a dash. LES-KPFT2021. I had it transposed. So it's LES-KPFT kpft2021@pacifica.org. And I'm typing it now. Thanks.
Bill for the stack.
Teresa was first.
I want to call to people's attention that at the Finance Committee, a National Finance Committee meeting last night, seems like an eternity ago, we requested copies of the contract that was signed to sell the property. And we also asked for a copy of the loan that was rescheduled. And so I'm looking forward to seeing those contracts. When we don't see these contracts, when the ED or the attorney do those contracts without us seeing them, then there can be problems because we're held accountable for those contractual arrangements. For example, selling the property with an agent that's making 6% means that this person would be making probably at the rate we're listing it would make about $70,000. And I think we had someone that offered to handle that, a real estate broker that offered to handle that for free. There are probably some good reasons why we chose, the executive director chose the person that she did, but we were not involved in it.
Madam Chair, is that a question or is that a comment or a report?
I think this is a report.
Okay, and I would like Linda.
Is it a PNB? Are we still in the PNB time, Madam Chair?
No, the PNB is over with.
Okay, well.
I'm trying to move on, Dwayne.
Well, based on that, that's some misinformation there that you shouldn't allow not to be addressed by someone who does know proper government.
Madam Chair, you know, I resent when one of the PNB members constantly asks me the last person to speak. And then when I say something, he wants to come up behind me and criticize me. You know, I'm the treasurer and I have a right to say certain things. And I did want to actually ask a couple questions of Lyndon Foley, and I'm disappointed that I can't get to the question.
Whew. Lord,
I'm disappointed too.
I want to thank Netta for staying on top of the audit situation, because I think we need to give credit to Netta for staying on top of the audit. And I would like Lyndon to comment on several of the things that he brought up at the National Finance Committee last night, if he can.
Okay, Lyndon said he did not have a report. Why are you trying to make somebody have a report? Robert asked for a point of order. Robert, I've called your name 3 times.
I have a question for Dwayne when you get done, if I could, please.
Sure.
I have a question for Linda.
Robert!
I'm waiting to get the floor.
I know.
The water's rising around my feet. I don't recall that the PNB report session ended. I, too, had questions. There was never any solicitation for questions from anyone except Lynn.
Because they all said they have the reports. So what you going
to
ask?
I never got a chance to ask a question either.
Yeah, I had a question. Nancy.
So it seems to me what Teresa is doing is out of order if we're still in the PNB session.
We are out of the PNB session, and
that's
I see it 5 minutes. But if you had the floor when I just gave it to you, ask your question.
Yeah, I would like to know about this thing with Coldwell Banker and why our delegates from KPFT don't seem to be aware of it, I would like some explanation there, because we're about to lose $70,000 we didn't need to lose.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to answer that question.
Go ahead.
We were informed, the PNB gave the executive director, the right to go and pick, whoever was going to do this. And that was before, I believe, the first meeting we had down at 419 Lovett that I attended. And I mentioned at that meeting that some things had happened in executive session that I was aware of that I couldn't speak about. And that's, and that was one of those things. So I wasn't allowed to speak about it. And in that time, the executive director did pick somebody, and although I haven't seen, like, Teresa said, we haven't seen a signed contract, but she did indicate in one of those meetings that she was going to be signing a contract that day or the next day, and that she had to, you know, anyway. So yes, we knew about it, but there's this problem that you're not allowed to speak about things that happen in executive sessions. So I know that sucks, but it's just what we operate under.
Dwayne Lark to the stat.
Let me just follow up then. My follow up is, I would hope that our members would solicit termination of that contract once those copies are obtained, and indeed that's what it is. Terminate that contract and wait 30 days and get the AD to agree to our plan that we have. Thank you.
I think we will try to do that. At least I will. We need to see the contract. We don't know how long it's going to take. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed that it's been over 30 days and it's not on this realtor's website. I mean, the Chronicle broke it before the PNB could even manage to get out a statement on the June 10th, executive session that said that, it had been approved to put the property up for sale. I mean, the Chronicle had it before we were allowed to speak about it. It's ridiculous. Once we see the contract, we know how long it's for, then maybe we can do something about that.
Thank you.
Okay, Dwayne.
And Bill, remember.
Okay.
Okay. I want to appreciate and acknowledge the fact that Linda did give the timeline accurately. We don't agree often, but I appreciate him pointing out that there was a time issue in between when they assembled and got this free offer compared to when the IED was instructed to get a contract. I was one of those in the meeting, open meeting, as well as the executive session that indicated we needed to find a discount broker. Didn't get very much support. In fact, I got pushback from even some of the KPFT members about that. But now we kind of want, and now we're arguing that we ought to fire the one that we've hired and get a discount, which basically a discount broker in this case would be 3%, not zero. You see, when something, in case you don't understand how real estate works, when something is listed, and thank God for the Chronicle, because that's one of the greatest listing concepts in the world, that more people business people read the Chronicle, and if they know that property is available, they can go directly instead of looking at a listing, so to speak. And the listing company generally is hard, not the realtor itself. You might have 10 eyes, 15, 30 eyes on the website of the listing agency, but you'll have hundreds of thousands of eyes on HAR or either CRB and some of the other commercial listing companies. So let's be understanding. Let's understand the concept a little better than we do. But more importantly, I would not be averse to looking at the contract, seeing generally when you sign these contracts, you agree to a certain amount of time. And if a offer comes through, you need to consider that offer. But if you pull it before the expended time, you may have to pay a fee. So all that would have to be explored. But what I wanted to address was this contract that the National Finance Committee has asked for could very well be a violation of our protocols to our governors. For instance, these contracts are not supposed to be looked at. Adriana can confirm this. We were national board members, and we couldn't see the contract that's the loan that was signed. We got pieces of it. It was kept from us, even as national board members. And now you think that a National Finance Committee, which is made up of non-national board members, have a right to see a contract that even national board members have a right to see but didn't. I only got it when I was vice chair. So I don't think it's appropriate for the National Finance Committee, and which is made up of folk who are not board national board members and people who are board members, to have their eyes on that contract. It's not proper.
Bill.
Thank you. And again, I'm not picking on any of our representatives on the national board. I'm glad you're there, but you know, I'm just really concerned. I agree with Bob Gardner. I think this, you should do whatever you can to cancel this contract, the listing contract. I mean, apparently this has been going on for 2 months. We heard about a month ago, I think it was in the finance committee meeting, the local finance committee meeting, how the month before this decision had been made to list the property, and then the ED decided to list it at way below market value. It listed it for what it was appraised at in 2017, even though the property value has been going up like crazy. And here, and if they're listing it with a broker that's going to charge, well, a lot more, than a local one that is willing to accept 0%, then I think we should just cancel it. And wait, even if we have to wait 30 or 60 days or whatever it takes for the duration of the listing contract. The other problem is that we were told again over a month ago that the month before that the ED would approach FJC, the lender, and ask if they would let us keep some of the money, you know, even a small portion for KPFT's use. There's been no such agreement. I think if there was going to be any agreement, we would have heard about it way before now. So there's no advantage to KPFT to rushing into this. And there's potentially, you know, some things may be all negotiated, and there's no reason for Pacifica to rush into it either. If we're going to end up having to accept less money, you know, we're encouraging people to give low bids to the property rather than what it's worth and pay a higher commission and then still not probably get any of the money that we can use locally. So I think there's several things that need to be worked out, and it sounds like to me that this, you know, I encourage all four of you to do what you can. I know you can't control all this, but try to get that contract canceled until we can get these other things resolved, please. Especially what KPFT can get out of it.
Madam Chair,
I'd like to answer that.
There's some misinformation in those comments, Madam Chair.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to answer that.
And I'd like to answer it after him.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Dwayne, first.
That is it.
Dwayne, you go first.
We're not going to keep going back and forth with this. Dwayne, go first.
Okay. Even though he asked first, I'll go first. There is already it written in the contract. And if you want to go into executive session, like V said, in order to get a better understanding of what you don't know, because you can be held responsible for what you don't know when you act like you do know and you make statements like you do know. But it's public knowledge that we have an agreement, and I don't call the entity's name, and even Bill know that the entity was asked not to call their names, and he just did. So I'm not going to do it.
It's public, Dwayne. Good grief.
Well, they asked you. You was on the board when they asked you not to call their name.
This is what I'm talking about.
You know they asked you not to call their name, and yet you like to point out the other folk name calling. So that's just hypocrisy that I like to bring out.
ED publicized it.
But more importantly, what is important is that there's misinformation with respect to the breakout of any monies that KPFT property will bring. Mm-hmm. There's already written in the agreement how that breakout. So don't believe the hype that this money won't be used and cannot be used for KPFT. It's just a percentage will go toward the loan. That's the first misinformation that
I
don't want
you
to buy
into. Can you tell us what it is?
In the executive session, I will tell you what it is, but I'm not going to tell you that on the set.
Okay.
Teresa for the stack.
Dwayne, are you finished?
Lyndon would like to answer that question.
No, time in and have an executive session.
Dwayne, are you finished?
No, ma'am. The last point I want to make is that $70,000 out of $1.2 million. See, this is almost like a poor mind operates a poor attitude. And when you try to extrapolate the $70,000 for people working to get you a $1.2 million, it's a whole lot of money. That's just ridiculous. And notwithstanding the fact that the listing company It's not going to get $70,000. They don't get 6% unless they find the seller. Oftentimes in real estate transactions, any of you who've ever sold a home, been involved in a real estate transaction, you know that 3% goes to the selling agent or agency and 3% goes to the listing agency. And most of the time, it's not the same in the transaction. So let's just get the facts and stop the hype.
Thank you.
And he ain't got no reports.
The floor everybody knows that. Linda, if you sold a house, you live in a house, you know that.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. If people sold a house, they know 3% for the seller, 3% for the buyer's agent. Yes, we all know that. I would like to say that as far as the dollars that have been promised to KPFT, I don't believe there is a promise. And I have explicitly asked, in fact, before the loan was renegotiated, I used the word, I would like to explicitly know or acknowledge what Pacifica can keep versus what will go towards our debtor. And I was ridiculed and harassed by our legal counsel in email and then later in P&B meeting. So I do not believe that answer exists. Now, it is my belief that since we have approximately a 3-to-1 ratio of assets as collateral to the loan, in other words, a $3 million loan and $9 million of assets as collateral, that if we could negotiate with this group, which those negotiations should have started at least a month ago, and we have not heard a word on where they are. But if we were to be able to successfully negotiate something to keep a 3-to-1 ratio, and we were to sell for, well, let's say this doesn't sell for the 1.2 that was the 2017 appraisal, but it sold to 1.5, then $500,000 would go to paying down the loan, and $1 million would be left to Pacifica, and then we'll have to fight to get some of that from Pacifica. That is how I see things. That's just how I see things. I told you what I do know and what I don't know.
Right. That's not how I see it.
It's got to give us a building that we own.
Thank you.
Leftovers.
Thank you. It's 9:30.
I have a question, Nancy's question.
Why are you screaming? I have two reports on deck that I plan on getting too. Nancy, what is your question?
I want to ask the directors. Is the KPFT...
Is the cake?
Ask your question.
Yeah, somebody keeps talking.
Someone get on.
Is the KPFT license due on August 1st?
That's how that came. Or did you dump that on me?
It's different.
Bob, mute your phone.
Sorry.
I'm asking the directors a question.
Sorry,
Nancy. The license was taken.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, I will attempt to answer Nancy's question regarding the KPFT license, and that is this, that our previous general manager, David Bay, worked diligently with the national office and John Amella, who is in charge of the licensing for all of the Pacifica Foundation signals, and it was moving on track.
Yes.
I do not know that it has been approved. There was no indication that it would not be approved. All of the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And so that much I do know, that KPFT will continue to have a license in Texas. So there you have it. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Dwayne, this is okay. Now,
very quickly, I don't believe that any of us direct, that's above our pay grade, quite frankly. And what Sandra said, she can't hold water to it. I think the person that question would have to be asked to and an answer given, and I'll be willing to carry that water for the board at the national board meeting is the IED. That's the only person outside of the general manager that has access to verify that information.
Do so and bring that back. Matter of fact, when you get the answer, email it to everybody.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead.
I have a question. I'm sorry that I arrived late to the meeting.
That's okay.
But, you know, it's something that is bothering me since a long time. I hear people talking and complaining about thousands here, thousands there for people that working and do stuff. I have a question. We just twice this foundation rejected a bylaw amendment 2 years in a row, losing a bunch of money. Is anybody knowing that they will come with something else, another lawsuit or more money that we need? Because nobody complained about that thousands and thousands of dollars that we are losing in
those
Do we know any of
point
that?
Of order.
Point of order.
Do we know any of that? Did anybody answer to that?
This is not correct.
What is not correct?
It's false, and it has nothing to do with what was on the agenda.
Mr. Lyndon Foley, I didn't ask you, and you are not the chair. And you are not the chair. I know that you were the chair.
How about you, Bill Crozier?
But I have the right to speak, and you don't have the right to go over me. You don't have that right, sir. I know that you believe that you do, but you do not.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
May I finish?
First of all, point of order. What was the point of order? Nothing. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Always a point of order.
Can Adriana finish her statement? I have told you guys on numerous occasions, you do that point of order stuff and you're being rude with it. And I do not like when you do that. Let you finish the sentence. Adriana, finish the sentence.
That's why I asked. I come late and I want to be sure.
You did
because say. Nobody will come, and me included, to put a bunch of money. And I heard that from different people that are listening to KPFT. We will not come and put money to be wasted in those special people intent to change things. That's why I'm asking, are we finished with that, or they didn't get the no means no? And we will go again.
Okay.
Anybody knows that?
Does anybody know the answer to that question?
The yes outvoted the no. That's the answer to that question.
Can I raise my point of order?
Go ahead, Bill.
This has nothing to do with what's on the agenda. Can we get on with the agenda, please?
And obviously the yes did not vote to no. That's why it lost.
Okay, moving on. Ted, your committee report, please.
Can you count?
I'm moving on. It's 9:35.
Can you understand reason? You didn't win, cuz.
Again.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Anything else. I'm not interfering with nothing else. We're going to this report. If we have time at the end of these two reports, then so be it. Ted, your report, please. You're on mute. Muted.
Bob Gardner.
I'm not talking to,
okay.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, now I have to find it. It was on the screen and now.
Oh.
Why don't you let the next report go?
Tom, go ahead. Tom.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Your report.
Yes, Madam Chair. Okay, outreach committee meeting was held at 7:13. Meeting was called to order by the chair. at 6:17 p.m. Roll call staff was Venetia Williams, Secretary Tom Harper, Paula Bullock, Mike Lewis, and Marie Skelton. We had 5 members and 1 visitor. We had quorum. Agenda was voted on and approved. Last month's minutes, 6/8/2021, was read by the secretary, and minutes were voted on and approved. Since the chair did not have the agenda before her, chair appointed Secretary Tom Harper to assist the chair in conducting the meeting and to be her eyes. Outreach committee report by Q&A staff. The general manager was discussed. The manager was threatened by email and also was threatened by
Tom. Tom, I need you to talk about what we talked about in the outreach committee report. That's it. I don't want to hear nothing else. What is the most important thing that we talked about, which is the action item?
What proof is okay. It that the manager was threatened?
Okay.
We're done with that.
Let me make one thing clear. I was only going by what that was mentioned.
I don't want that broached again tonight.
All right, ma'am. I will rephrase my report.
Just talk about what action we did in outreach.
Okay. What action we did, we took, unfinished business. We were none. Exception for the date, the town hall meeting will be, brought up. Okay. Ideas for summer fun drive starts August 8th. We had the, voted on having our outreach meetings on Zoom until further notice. Town hall meeting will be scheduled by the chair either September or October. Review of actions, questions answered by the chair was due to think that the money generated by sale of property, will that money go for KPFT? Chair asked for our opinion. We agreed that we did not trust
him
in that aspect. It was also discussed by Maria Skelton that she needed information by Mike Lewis on the prison show. Chair and Mike Lewis gave out the information. Next meeting will be held August the 12th, 2021 at 6:15 p.m. Also, note, the checks section was also attached to this report. Meeting adjourned at 7:01 p.m. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Dwayne Lark with a question.
Yes.
Yes, Dwayne.
Chair, generally, my 50 years of experience in meetings is a report indicates what actions are taken or what proposed actions are. I heard nothing in there that was an action or proposed action. I just heard a lot of comments, innuendos, accusations.
So,
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond to that, please.
Can I just wrap this up? Because I'm ready to move on. The action item in the outreach committee meeting is simply this. For what everybody has been clamoring for, we are planning for a town hall meeting for the public. The consent at the meeting was to have it by Zoom.
Perfect.
Okay. The dates that we have not gotten a concrete date, but the dates that were suggested was the last week in September or the first week in October. It was also suggested that it be during the week and not on the weekend. That is what we are working on in outreach, the Almighty Town Hall meeting. I would suggest if you have anything you want to add or suggestions for this meeting, please email me or come to the next meeting.
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond to Dwayne Lark's remark.
Oh, go ahead. Oh.
Dwayne, I want you to understand that this is my first secretarial appointment, and I am working on to improve myself as secretary of the outreach committee. And thank you, sir, for your input.
I can appreciate that, Captain. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
Can I say something about the development committee?
Go ahead.
I have sent the report to the LSB. I think there are two things that should be emphasized. One, we are looking at for the possibility of having a drawing or some sort of incentive for people to give money in advance of the pledge drive, which starts in August. So if any of you have an item or a service or like a stay at a condo or something like that, that could be provided people being eligible to draw for something if they donate money to the station early, please contact me. I think one of the advantages to the pledge drive would be if we had money in the door before it even began. It would help with the momentum. I am attempting to raise money for a challenge grant in advance of this pledge drive, and I have 1,000 of the 10,000 that I would like to raise, and the committee is helping me with this. So if you would like to contribute toward this, please contact me or mention it if you go to kpft.org and you donate money. Be sure to mention the program that's your favorite, and also please mention that you would like to apply this money to a challenge grant for new members in the upcoming pledge drive. Or if you call in to 713-526-5738, please mention that this is part of a challenge grant, so our development director would see that when the money is posted. Thank you.
Any questions? Ted.
Actually, I do have a question. Can we vote to authorize that committee to schedule the town hall meeting on either of those dates rather than them having to come back and get approval of a date, as long as it's the last week in August or the first week in September? I'm fine with it.
We say it's September and October.
Excuse me. Can we vote to approve that so the committee can make its plans to come back with us, to us?
All right. It's been moved to accept those tentative dates for the town hall meeting, the last week in September, the first week in October. Is there any more discussion?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead.
I think it's really bad to have it on a weekday. I think a town hall meeting should be on a weekend. And traditionally, we've always done it on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, we're doing it on a Sunday.
Because most of the town hall meetings, if you look at the other stations, and in our history, it's been on a weekend. That's when the people can attend.
People can attend in the evenings as well.
Well, most know Saturdays, not Sundays.
Adriana?
Hey, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, maybe what Nancy, I don't want to talk for her, but I think that what she's trying to express, that most working people will be really difficult to attend a meeting during the weekdays. That's why normally, traditionally, we try to do it in a weekend. I think that was the idea, to allowing people that normally they are not retirees, they are not, you know, they cannot sometimes take off one day of working to be in our meetings. I think that was the idea, but that is just me. I believe that we should accommodate the people, not the rich ones, but we should accommodate the people that really struggle to put $25 to be a member and they need to, you know, take it from their paycheck. And it's important for them to be a listener. Okay,
so this is what we're going to do, since you're always talking about the public. I'm going to put up a poll and put it on KPFTX. Do you want a town hall meeting on the weekend, or do you want it during the week? Well, that suffice.
Madam Chair. I think that's a great idea, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. Anybody else? It's 9:48. What, Bill, what's your question?
I just think this is micromanaging. If you have suggestions, send them to the committee and let them decide. There's lots of details. We can't cover them all in the LSB meeting.
And that is true.
But Paul's fine.
And it wasn't even us. It was the new kid on the block who made the suggestion to have it during the week. Is because people are engaged with their families on the weekend.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Now, can we move on? I'm going to put that poll up and move on. We have another report that I'm sure you're going to have questions for.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
The $1 million Special Building Committee Report, July 8th, 2020.
Get that poll up.
The attendees met at Boulevard Real Estate, 927 Studewood, second floor. The meeting began at 6:05 p.m. Present were Bill Baldwin, real estate broker and president of Boulevard Real Estate, Bob Gardner, KPFT LSB member, Richard Uzel, KPFT LSB member, Barry Baumgarten, attorney, Ted Weisskull, KPFT LSB member and chair of this special committee, Susie Moreno, KPFT LSB member, and Alana Purim, former KPFT LSB member. Following up on our meeting of June 4th, where GM David Bays delegated responsibilities to Ted Weisskull, and where Bill Baldwin of Boulevard Real Estate agreed to donate his normal sales commission of 6% to KPFT, we met in Bill's office. We were all taken aback by the news that Pacifica had contracted with Coldwell Banker without consulting or input from the KPFT GM or board members. Note, Ted contacted Boulevard Real Estate and one other real estate firm based on feedback from progressive members of the community. For years, Boulevard has established a reputation as being GLBTQ friendly and furthermore had hosted Final Friday discussions. These discussions featured leading political figures from Houston and Texas and were arranged by former KPFT LSB and PNB member George Barnstone, who is now a Harris County judge. Ted reported that based on a photograph in the Houston Chronicle, he was able to speak with real estate agent Lloyd Lee of Coldwell Banker. Mr. Lee informed him that the property was now available for sale at a listing price of $1.215 million, and prior to any public listing, according to both Lloyd Lee and Bill Baldwin, there were two parties interested in purchasing the KPFT lot. He also said the contract included a 6% commission, and if any other broker could close the sale, he would be willing to split the commission 50-50. The committee felt very much in the dark on how or why the broker, Coldwell Banker, was selected or why the PNB agreed to a fee of 6% of the selling price, likely a commission of $70,000 or more, while the local firm of Boulevard Real Estate was willing to donate the same service for free. The committee was made aware of the following posted on the Pacifica website. Quote, Pacifica National Board Executive Session report out from PNB closed session of June 10th, 2020. The PNB approved the relocating of KPFT and listing for sale of existing KPFT property. Respectfully, Polina Vasiliev, Pacifica National Board Secretary. We were and remain unclear on what PNB budget exists for the relocation of KPNB. Bill Baldwin said that it would be to our advantage to purchase property. Renting would be like throwing money away. We discussed the creation of a GoFundMe site to pay for relocating. The committee attendees felt very much in the dark on how the Coldwell Banker was selected. The amount of sale proceeds that will be lost in the form of the real estate commission, which will likely be about $70,000 more than Boulevard Real Estate had offered to charge for the properties. Ted said he previously informed the LSB and our PNB representatives, including Lyndon Foley, who is a member of this committee, of Boulevard Real Estate's offer. The role and advocacy of our local representatives to the PNB and whether the PNB was focused on KPFT's needs and best interests was discussed. Potential for local grassroots engagement and or legal options. Ted shared the following from LSB board member and secretary Bill Crozier, which Ted said he had received after he sent a 2021 email to interested persons, including members of the PNB board, reminding them about the special building committee meeting. Do you want me to read what Bill Crozier wrote?
No, I do not, because you're running out of time.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Based on this member's report, first off, there is no 6% generally in a contract with real estate. It's typically a seller, buyer contract, meaning that if the realtor is both, as I stated earlier, then he gets the 6%. So this realtor could not guarantee, this potential realtor that they keep talking about, he could not guarantee that there would not
Chair,
be a 3%.
Is there a question in here? Chair.
He could not.
He said he wanted to have a question.
It is an information.
This
is what
is
it
a statement,
is.
Not a question.
And I've heard statements from Bill Crozier and other folk, and you didn't interrupt them.
Well, Dwayne, you did not ask before. You just said, can I ask a question? Then you made
can
a
I have
statement.
To adjourn?
Well, you're not the chair, so why are you interrupting me?
Well, because nobody else has.
He's white.
You got that kind of privilege that you can act as chair and overstep the chair?
Privilege. Privilege.
There's 24 people on this call who could interrupt
you.
Well,
you know what? Why don't you show some discipline and be quiet?
Enticement.
Well, he wears that like a flag.
Madam Chair, this is
they're
Bill.
Proud of that. They're proud of that, that they got white privilege. They just brag about it and throw it in your face. And don't want you to talk about it. Don't want you to even acknowledge it.
Paul.
Peace. Peace as long as we get ours out what we want.
Point of order.
I'm finna close this meeting in 1 minute.
I second that motion.
I was going to move to adjourn.
Thank you. Because I've been talking I said about 6 lines and y'all just totally ignored me.
May I have 2 minutes to talk about the CAB meeting? If everybody else will let the rest of it go.
The motion is to adjourn. PK, you got 2 minutes. It's 9:55. And when you finish talking, this meeting is adjourned.
2 minutes, 9:55.
Okay. The CAB meeting was happened Saturday before last. We did not have quorum, but we met with several new members to come. And so we set the meeting for this particular Saturday to get membership, to get people interested in KPFT, to focus on...
Somebody whispering.
Huh? It's in KPFTX.org. And to focus on not only getting CPD funding by making us more inclusive and diverse, but putting forth a request for us to look at what it would take to have an anti-racism platform for the future so that we can start not excluding or disparaging anyone, because people will be committed to following a certain group rule of ethics and integrity that respects and values the humanity of everybody who is working for the betterment of KPFT. That's 3:30 Saturday. It's a Zoom call. We will have public comment, and but the meeting is open mostly to programmers and listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. PK. Madam Chair,
good night, everybody.
Thank you, Chair. Vice Chair. Thank you.